Please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I'm the first one in the conference room put up my flag, and I have other engagement, so it will be difficult for me to come back this afternoon. So I would beg your pardon and ask colleagues to tolerate me for a few minutes. I'm not a budget expert, but I do have some premature ideas to share with colleagues. To tackle this difficult issue, first of all, we feel that to increase the rate of payment is the fundamental solution. In this regard, more effort obviously need to be made and more measures need to be taken in accordance with the rules of procedure. I don't know whether we can take some commercial measures, for example, issue some bonds with the guarantee of unpaid receivables owed by some countries, and whether the Secretariat can make some small short-term investment when we do have cash parking in the account, rather than let cash sit idle in the account without any interest income. Second, we feel that budget stability is very important. Over the past few years, our budget is always on the rise. Given the global economic situation, such a trend is obviously unsustainable. Therefore, we need to take measures to stabilize our budget at the current level. I'm interested to know whether we can adopt a five-year budget cycle so that within the five-year period, the budget level of each year is foreseeable and predictable. Thirdly, we feel that we need to take a budget-first approach. We can only spend what we have or we can get. Therefore, when we arrange our meetings in the future, we should discuss and decide on the overall size of budget first and estimate how much money we could receive in real terms. Then, on that basis, we prioritize the issues and we decide how many meetings we can have next year and how many projects we can take on. Countries making new proposals which have financial implications should also come up with a financial proposal. We should not take it for granted that so long as we make decisions on our working program, money will come automatically. We have to be aware that not only those countries which are not paying are experiencing economic or financial difficulties. Countries which are paying in time and fully are also struggling to make ends meet. As China is concerned, we are committed to multilateralism. We will not shirk our due responsibility. But China is a country working hard to lift more than 20 million people out of poverty. Obviously, like many other countries, we cannot afford an ever-increasing budget also. Fourthly, we need to be cautious. We should be cautious and prudent while considering measures that could solve the issue of cash flow and the shortage of money. Measures such as contingency fund or a voluntary reserve fund may give rise to issues of impartiality of project funded by such fund. If we consider incorporate our budget into the UN system, there are also problems such as difference in membership between UN and CCW, independence of the ISU of our own convention, and we feel that to delay the return of savings should be agreed by each country individually on a voluntary basis. It should not be a blank check. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative of China for his statement.